Okay, part three, relentless love. Violent love, relentless pursuit. And it's not Peter 5:15, it's Romans 13:8. Don't owe anyone anything except to love one another. Whoever loves his fellow human being has fulfilled Torah. For the commandments, don't commit adultery, don't murder, don't steal, don't covet, and any others are summed up in this one rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does not do harm to a neighbor, and therefore love is the fullness of Torah. Besides all of this, you know at what point of history we stand. So it is high time for you to rouse yourselves from sleep, for the final deliverance is nearer than when we first came to trust. The night is almost over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and arm ourselves with weapons of light. Let us live properly, as people do in the daytime, not partying and getting drunk, not engaging in sexual immorality and other excesses, not quarreling and being jealous. Indeed, instead, clothe yourselves with the Lord Yeshua the Mashiach, and don't waste your time thinking about how to provide for the sinful desires of your old nature. Excellent counsel, especially in these days when it is so difficult. Everything presses against us, and there's so few of us really who walk with the Lord and have hearts after God, but that's what we want, and we want to keep every thought captive, obedient to the mind of Christ, examining our hearts, examining our inward intents with the Word of God. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword and is a discerner between bone and marrow, spirit and soul, into the innermost intents, the intents of the heart. All right, let's go to 1 John 4, and we're going to go through quite a bit here because this is the love book. So 1 John 4, and this is about God. No, get me when you think. Okay. 1 John 4, 8, 9. Beloved friends, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves has God as his Father and knows God. Those who do not love do not know God, because God is love. Here is how God showed his love among us. God sent his only Son into the world so that through him we might have life. He went to death on the cross. He was God. He died. He went to death and took death captivity. And he showed us how much he loves us. No man, there's no greater love than a man lay down his life for another. Here's what love is. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the kapara for our sins. Kapara is a kapara. I don't know why this guy. This is the Messianic Bible, right? Complete Jewish Bible. I don't like kapara. It's the atonement. It means the atonement or the sacrifice for our sins. But okay. Beloved friends, if this is how God loved us, likewise, we ought to all love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God remains united with us, and our love for him has been brought to its goal in us. Here's how we know that we remain united with him and he with us. He has given to us from his own Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and we testify that the Father has sent his Son as deliverer of the world. Now, if someone acknowledges that Yeshua is the Son of God, God remains united with him and he with God. Also, we have come to know and trust the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who remain in his love remain united with God, and God remains united with them. Here is how love has been brought to maturity with us. As the Messiah is, so are we in the world. This gives us confidence for the day of judgment. There is no fear in love. On contrary, love that has achieved its goal gets rid of fear, because fear has to do with punishment, and the person who keeps fearing has not been brought to maturity in regards to love. We ourselves love now because he loved us first. If anyone says, "Oh, I love God," and hates his brother, he's a liar. For if a person does not love his brother whom he has seen, then he cannot love God whom he has not seen. Yes, this is the command we have from him. Whoever loves God must love his brother too. Mm-hmm. This is so beautiful. Whoever loves God, must love his brother too. Thank you, Father, for your great love that you shed abroad in our hearts. Thank you. I'll just share with you a quick testimony. I used to live up in Northern California near the Russian River. In this place called Sebastopol. I began having visitations from the spirit realm for 3 nights. I won't go into them all. Some of them were just, I mean, they're so personal, they're not relevant to this. But what is personal? I was lying on my bed and my spirit person woke up and someone came into the room. And suddenly the room was filled with terror. I mean, not fear, terror. And I now know it was the terror of the Lord. I was an awesome and fearsome guy. You don't want to make a mistake about that. He's not your, you know, sugar daddy. Santa Claus. He is not those things. And I was very, very much afraid, so much so that I was paralyzed. And someone walked in. I had some French doors that went out into a little garden court. And he came in, and I saw it was a man. It was a middle, you know, average-sized man. And he was walking to the left side. I was on the left side of the bed. And he was walking up to me and he had long white robes. And he had sort of short hair, shortish hair to his shoulders, but kind of a brownish red. And his skin was olive complexion. And he walked up to him and I was so afraid. It was Jesus. It was Jesus. Jesus walked into me in my room in the night in the spirit. And he said, now he didn't say in the audible, he said in telepathic realm, the spirit realm, he said, the only place that there is no fear is to look into my eyes. And I looked into his eyes. At first I thought they were brownish red, but then they turned into this like intense blue. And they were unfathomable pools of love. And they went on and on and on for eternity. You can never touch, you can never reach the depths of his love. And perfect love casts out all fear.